Welcome to the Tweet Trends Podcast. Hey, Yvette, what's trending today?
Hey, I'm Yvette.
Hey, girl.
And you are tuned into Tweet Trends. It's the quickest way to find out what's trending today. Welcome to day 5 of Sister Set in the Spotlight. Let's get started. Hello and welcome back to Tweet Trends. Today, Sister Set in the Spotlight. Let's see. The woman that we're going to be talking about today, she's an American talk show host. She's a television producer, an actress, an author, a media proprietor, and an influencer. This woman is none other than Oprah Winfrey. Her quote is, "Turn your wounds into wisdom." Turn your wounds into wisdom. All right, let's break this one down. What are the wounds? Wounds can come from just about anywhere. It can come from people. It can come from the world. It can come from social media. You know, there's so many places where you can get hurt. But don't forget about the place that's probably hurt you the most, and that's internal, the self-inflicted wounds. That negative talk that you have in your head when you say that you aren't enough and you can't do the things and you aren't worthy of the love, the appreciation, the anything. All of those things appear on our soul, on our spirit as wounds. So now she says to turn those wounds into wisdom. What does she mean? Well, I can't say for sure what she means, but I'm going to give you my interpretation of turning your wounds into wisdom. With these hard breaks, these tough lessons, the tough love, all of these wounds, there has got to be a lesson somewhere in the situation, something to learn from, something that's going to keep you from continuing to hurt yourself in that way. So if it's an external person that is just kind of spewing all this negativity on you, they never have a nice thing to say, you get to make a choice. You're going to either continue to subject yourself to that abuse and to receiving those wounds, or you're going to do something different. You're going to learn from it. You're going to gain some wisdom from it, and you're either going to no longer associate yourself with that person. You are going to find a different way to interact with them so as to protect your person. You're going to learn something that is going to prevent that hurt, that wound from happening again. Same thing with the internal, that negative talk that you've got going on in your head, those things that you tell yourself about yourself, that for some reason you want to say that they're true. You want to think that they're true. But when we break it down, when we analyze it, when we dissect these thoughts, we come to find out that there's no truth in them. Learn from those things. Use your experiences to help yourself and to help others. Learn from those mistakes. Learn from those wounds. Do you know why there's so many authors out there? In many cases, people wrote about the things that they learned from a wound. When people write books about grief, they're not writing it just because. They're writing it because when they were going through a time, when they were grieving, they learned something from that situation. And rather than letting everybody learn everything the hard way, they're saying, you know what, I'm gonna put these gems out there and let the next person come and pick them up. And maybe they can learn from my wounds, from my mistakes, from my hardships. And then that will move them further down the line, closer to healing, closer to being better than what they are in this present moment. That's what we have to do for ourselves. That's what we have to do for others. You know, here on this earth, we all need each other. And I think that point is missed by a lot. For some reason, people think that they are an island and they don't need anybody. And, you know, bump y'all. No, we all need each other. And with that, if we all collectively shared those wounds, shared the lessons that we learned from those wounds, do you know the amount of wisdom that would just be openly flowing? The amount of positivity, all those good things that could come from that? But what often happens is we get a wound and we're embarrassed. We're ashamed. We don't want to let anybody to see the hurt, the pain, the thing that we're going through. So we hide it. We tuck it away somewhere. And even if we learn something from it for ourselves, if we gain wisdom from it, you are doing a disservice to yourself and the fact that you went through that season by not sharing it, by not gaining the wisdom and then sharing the wisdom with others. So what's the takeaway? Look back at your life. Identify the wounds. Once you've identified the wounds, look for the wisdom that comes from those wounds. And then the last step in the process, find someone to share it with. Look at the people in your circle. Who might need this? Is it your child? Is it a sibling? Is it a friend? Is it just someone when you're walking down the street and you get that feeling, something inside of you says, hey, you need to talk to that person. You need to bless that person, whether it's by thought, word, or deed. Listen to yourself. Trust yourself. Identify the wounds and uncover the wisdom.